Streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult age 21 and older who dips, I want to tell you about Black Buffalo Zero pouches. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food-grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. All proudly made here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual. Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com. Feeling like you need a punch of energy? Enter Wonderful Pistachios. I love them. The snack that packs a protein punch, and the best part, they come in so many flavors and so many sizes. Whether you're on the go or chilling at home, Wonderful Pistachios, they're the go-to snack for me. Here's the real kicker, the protein. These little wonders are one of the highest protein nuts out there. Just 1 ounce serves up a whopping 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. So visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. I love them.
Thanks for listening to the Best of Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for the Herd at FoxSportsRadio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
This is the Best of the Herd with Colin Cowherd on Fox Sports Radio.
Here we go on a Wednesday live in Los Angeles. It's the Herd, wherever you may be and however you may be listening. iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio, and FS1. Nick Wright stops by today. NFL stories breaking. Joy Taylor is joining me. Joy, crazy last night. You know, I was on my couch. I was tired last night for some reason.
Yeah,
and
me too.
And I turned on the Clippers Jazz game. It was end of the first quarter, and the Clippers couldn't hit anything. They were in a huge hole. And by halftime, it was an ugly game. And about 5 minutes into the third, I almost tweeted, the Clippers are going to win this game. Paul George is on fire. And I didn't have the energy or the courage to do it because they were trailing by like 12. If you didn't see the game last night, it was an unbelievable moment. The Clippers have this weird thing where they fall into big holes and they come flying back. Paul George looked fantastic, so we'll get into that later. But how are things for you?
Everything is great. It kind of makes you a little sad for the Clippers this year. What could have been?
Well, there's still a belief that Kawhi will come back potentially. Yeah, I know it's getting late.
I don't have a whole lot of time for that.
I want to start with this. When I got married. Anne had 4 kids and I had 2 kids. So there was a lot of movement. And you know, you're going through money questions and kid questions and where you're going to live questions and school questions. And I said, let's just always think of this. We got a lot of things on the kitchen table. The more we can clear off the kitchen table, the better it is. Financial stuff. Let's get that off the table. We figure that out. Travel plans, schools. I say what you don't want in life is a cluttered table where you got all these things. I like resolution. I'd rather you yell at me, we argue, we have conflict. Let's get stuff off the table in life. Right? Like just not all the clutter and stuff. I'm very much a minimalist in life. I got like, you know, 4 pair of shoes, drives my wife nuts. She's the artist. She has a bunch of stuff. And so we always have this kind of fun battle about I'm clearing stuff off the table. She's putting stuff on the table because she's an artist and I'm a minimalist. But one of the things about being a sportscaster is there are these arguments that we have year after year after year, and I wish I could do the same thing that I do with my relationship. I could just clear them off the table, and we could just stop having the argument. And the biggest argument that we fight over all the time is the word valuable. We confuse it with great. Ice cream is great. The freezer or refrigerator it's in is valuable. Twitter's great. The iPhone I use it on is valuable. A watch is great. The arm and wrist it's connected to is valuable. In all three examples, they can do more. Giannis is the MVP, or Jokic, or Embiid. But in this case, it's Giannis to me, because when LeBron was dominating the league, I kept saying, how does he not win MVP? He's the GM. He's the coach, defensively, offensively. There's not even an argument. He's the most valuable player in the league. And we're now getting into this with Giannis. Last night against the Sixers, the Bucks and the Sixers, to me, are the two best teams in the East. They meet last night. Great game. Great Hall of Fame-level players. The game is decided by this moment by Giannis.
Trying to get that screen from Embiid. And Harden steps back. He was going for the lead. Embiid with a put back. Not there.
Oh, what a block by Giannis. Watch the rotation of the ball. Doesn't change until Giannis hits it. That's a good block.
Probably the only guy in basketball in a decade who can make that block. Both ends. Listen, I know y'all love the triple-double, so I guess he can't be MVP because he was four assists shy of a triple-double. I mean, come on, man. That's not most statistically amazing. Triple-doubles are nonsense. They don't lead to wins. Blocks do. Dominating on both ends do. Dominating in the fourth quarter does. This is not a referendum against Ja Morant. He can't make that block. He's not going to dominate on the defensive end. Don't confuse great highlights with MVP. Don't confuse cool stats with MVP. Giannis, like LeBron, is the most valuable player in the league. Nobody else makes that block. And my memory could be fading. Didn't he have a block like that in the finals last year? He had a massive block in a crucial game. He's the best defender. He's the longest player. He's the most athletic. Thank God he's the most grateful and humble. And by the way, if you want to do stats, stop with a triple-double. He's the best second-half scorer in the NBA, 16 points. He's the best fourth-quarter clutch player in the NBA. He's averaging, he's 54% from the floor in clutch time. If you want stats, give me those stats. Give me end-of-game stats. But we did this with LeBron for years. In LeBron's prime for 10 years, it was nonsense. Harden was flashy, and I mean, there were other great players. He was the most valuable player. He was the most valuable commodity in the world in basketball. I mean, literally, he would go to teams, the equity in the team goes up $500 million when he arrived in Cleveland. The worth, the value of the franchise. Now, I know that doesn't count for MVP, but literally, when Giannis doesn't play for the Bucks, when he needs a night off or very rarely injured, it seems like he's never hurt. That's another part of his value. He's always available. He's always available. Ja Morant's hurt. Derrick Rose got hurt. John Wall got hurt. Westbrook's often hurt. This dude, that frame, he never hurt. But in the games he's missed, they're sub-500. Now think about that. The best team in the NBA, the NBA champs, are not a 500 team in the last 13 games. They're not the same team. Grizzlies are 18-2 without Ja, and they're better offensively. It's not a referendum against him. But we do this all the time. This is the argument I'd like to take off the table. Don't confuse stats and highlights and cool and great with valuable. That block sums up Giannis. And let's not do to Giannis what we did to LeBron. Try to find cool and stats and reasons not to give him the MVP. I mean, we literally, it was like Phil Jackson. We tried to find ways not to give him Coach of the Year. He's got like 11 rings. He's won it once. I think he's won it once, maybe twice. I mean, give me a break. Let's stop finding ways to confuse simple arguments. Giannis is the most valuable player, clutch, late games, both ends, in the NBA, and he probably is going to be for the next 7 to 8 years. Let's not find ways not to give it to him. All right. So, you know, there are certain owners in sports. Jim Irsay is one of them. He's impulsive, sometimes a little cray, but he's a fan. He's authentic. He's emotional. I had him on the show not long ago. He is his own guy. He is always willing to tell you what he thinks. He's very much Mark Cuban. What he tells you, he believes. So he had a piece by Zach Kiefer in The Athletic. He talked about why they moved off Carson Wentz. And he got a little bit of pushback for this, but it was so... And I like Wentz more than everybody else. But I got to give Jim Irsay credit for this. You know, this is the stuff now. They write the books and they write the articles months after stuff happens, right? So here's Jim Irsay's quote. He said, listen, the worst thing you can do is have a mistake and try to keep living with it going forward. By the way, that's like my get stuff off the table. For us, it was something we had to move away from as a franchise, Carson Wentz. It was obvious. No disrespect to Jacksonville, but I mean, they're the worst team. They're the worst team in the league. I've never seen anything like it in my life. You say, my God, there's something wrong here. It needs to be corrected. Well, of course, Jags fans don't want to hear it, but it's not wrong. And I like this. We can all roll our eyes that they've had six quarterbacks in 6 years. But we were talking as a staff this morning. I want my NFL team to be like a tech company. Move fast and occasionally break stuff. I don't want you to be Blockbuster. The New York Giants, they're sticking with Daniel Jones. And the Steelers stuck way too long with Big Ben. Those two blue bloods in the last 10 years have 3 playoff wins. In the last 5, they have 0. And they are the blue bloods. They're the IBM of this league. Giants and the Steelers. The Rams and the Buccaneers both moved off. Not only productive quarterbacks, highly drafted quarterbacks, and quarterbacks now that are playing for other teams. They moved right off them. Cleveland, say what you want. Deshaun Watson's going to be messy. But Baker did win a playoff game. The Chiefs moved off Alex Smith. And the Niners are moving off Jimmy Garoppolo. It's called standards. And we can, the Wentz thing I thought was really impulsive. But now you get the backstory on it, where Irsay went and interviewed multiple players, veteran players, and he found out, like, the locker room was bad. That Wentz did not take to hard coaching. A lot of the veterans didn't buy into him. He was kind of aloof. Now you get the story. The book comes out. And it's like, okay, I get it now. So, you know, you can say what you want about the Colts, but I like the fact they keep trying. Listen, they had bad luck with Andrew Luck. Right before games, he quit. And they've been scrambling since. But their standards are, let's keep swinging. Carson Wentz, Phillip Rivers. I'll take that every day over trying to convince me that Daniel Jones is great. Or that Big Ben's got a couple years left. Not interested. Move fast. Occasionally break stuff. It's how tech companies work, and it's how I want my NFL team to work. I mean, you can do the Vikings thing and try to convince everybody this thing is really going to end with a rainbow and a pot of gold at the end. Or Tennessee, similarly with Ryan Tannehill, is solid like Kirk Cousins. You can keep trying to convince it, or you can blow stuff up. And I will never criticize somebody in sports, or I'll try not to, that gives me good content. And Jim Irsay, although impulsive, I've put him on the show before, is a fan. He's emotional. He's authentic. He's honest. And he'll just put it right out there. And when you read the story now, as much as I like Wentz more than the rest of you, I get it. I get it. Couldn't coach him hard. People in the locker room didn't connect with him. He didn't do the vax thing. Ticked off a lot of teammates. I get it.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. 90 seconds, all it takes. Use the code HERD. New customers bet 5. That's it, $5 and get 200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
That Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world, they just disagree on how.
We're gonna get across that wasteland, and we're gonna do it together.
Fallout. All episodes available now on Prime Video.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail or looking to set a personal best on your daily run, start your journey off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlanSport.com. That's ProPlanSport.com. You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Continental tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their Continental test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. So I had the misfortune of watching the first half of the Lakers game last night. They trailed at one point by 37. Body language was terrible. Like, they've just checked out. Like, it's over. So we were on this a month ago. They're not a playoff team. They're not built for it. AD's not available. And I've been watching this thing called Winning Time on HBO, which is the story. It's Jeff Perlman's great book. It's an adaptation by Adam McKay, a director, of the beginning of Jerry Buss buying the Lakers. And now his daughter, Jeannie Buss, runs the team. And she's in the movie as well as this young kid, you know, wants to be part of the franchise with dad. So it's fascinating. And it's based on the book. And there's a lot of conflict during it. And Jerry Buss is a maverick. He's all things Beverly Hills and Hollywood and the girls and the money and the sports cars. But he was highly aggressive and took big swings. And I have said the Lakers need to do big swings and take – this is a great franchise. What you don't want to do is get stuck. You've been a baseball fan before. You get stuck with a bad contract. The Knicks get stuck with Amari Stoudemire's contract, and he's injured all the time. They're stuck now. And interesting, Brian Windhorst was asked on a podcast, he's covered the NBA for years, about Anthony Davis. And he said, I think it's something the Lakers are going to discuss trading him. He goes, I think it's a mistake because when healthy, he's a top 15 player. Okay, let's get past that when he's healthy. He's not. He's played 37 games this year. He played 36 games last year. He's no longer healthy. He needs to be traded. Not considered. They need to move him. Now, I was on this. I said this 2 years ago. After they won a title in the bubble, he came back to camp out of shape, knowing it was the baton year. This was LeBron saying, all right, brother, we're giving you this baby. You're going to play more minutes. I'm going to direct traffic, but you are going to be. LeBron was there to give it to him, and he showed up out of shape. People, they show you who they are, believe them. I would have moved off him there. You got a title out of him. He was increasingly brittle. The pandemic, the COVID pandemic, gave you a very unique sabbatical in the middle of the season, which allowed him to be healthy. You got a pandemic break. That won't happen again. But LeBron is going to be entering year 20. You can make an argument the two players in the league who are great that are the worst fits for him now are Kawhi Leonard, never healthy, and AD, never healthy. Those are the worst fits for him. What he needs is younger, healthier stars. Now, they're very hard to get. He's not going to get Ja Morant. But LeBron and AD have played 21 games together. NBA teams are much more tolerant than NFL teams. Like, I get that, right? Like, the Ben Simmons stuff, he'd be cut in the NFL. Like, nobody would put up with any of that. In the NBA, James Harden, like, he'll just tank your franchise. You just out of the, you, bye, get off the property. NFL's different. They coach harder. The sensibility's different. You're not as beholden to the individual star unless he's a quarterback. And even then, with Kyler Murray, he'll get re-signed. And he is wildly productive. Ben Simmons would not exist in the NFL. But, I mean, if Cooper Kupp is amazing, right? 170 catches. If he only played 10 games a year, you'd move off him. You just move off him. You'd be like, we love him. He's not available. OBJ, very good. I think deep down the Rams would like to move off him, but he's well-liked. He's just not available enough. So the Lakers got a title. AD showed you what he was. And this is not a Zion situation where you've got a young guy who struggled with weight. He gets hurt, and you're trying to kind of rehab him. And let's. He had a setback. He was great. He had a setback. Let's get him healthy and go forward. Anthony Davis has been in this league now for a decade. Like, we know what the story is. He is declining physically, dependable infrequently. Stop coddling, start cutting bait. This is not a should we have a discussion. It's a Jerry bus to Genie bus. You got to take big swings here. And remember, this has always been true. Look around what is happening with sports and entertainment. When LeBron was the best player in the league and chose the Lakers. They were bad. Matt Stafford, OBJ, Von Miller, Paul George, Kawhi Leonard, players, Mookie Betts. They want to come here. Their agents call. Yeah, the LA team's interested. Yeah, get me there. Taxes, get me there. Crowded, get me there. So you can rebuild this thing. You're going to have to go super young with LeBron, and then you'll find veterans who will take less money. Bobby Wagner may do this in the next 48 hours. Take less money to come here and play in a winning culture. But we got to get past the when AD is healthy stage. He's not. We got to get past, you know, maybe they'll discuss trading him. Let's get past that. Let's take big steps here. This is the Yankees of the NBA. Meek, mild, conservative. It's not the brand. That's not what creates great.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
Mic check. Mic check.
If you want exclusive insight from the biggest names in the sports game, what's good? This is national champion and former pro baller Chris Johnson. And let me tell you a little bit about my new series, KJ Live.
KJ Live is the only show featuring me going one-on-one with the brightest basketball minds on the planet to get the real.
And when I say real, I mean that real. I got legendary Hall of Famers, elite coaches, and the top basketball insiders bringing you a unique perspective on all things hoops culture that you will not find anywhere else.
To make your next move your best move.
And tap in with me on KJ Live, wherever you get your podcast from.
The 82-game preseason is in the books. It's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. The code is HERD. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. $200. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
That Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world, they just disagree on how.
We're gonna get across that wasteland, and we're gonna do it together.
All episodes available now on Prime Video.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail or looking to set a personal best on your daily run, start your journey off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlanSport.com. That's ProPlanSport.com. You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of BF Goodrich tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their BF Goodrich test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. A couple days ago, I said, I love Ja Morant, but if you leave for 20 games, the team is 18-2 and better offensively, efficiency-wise, when you leave. You're not an MVP, you're just great. Ice cream's great. The refrigerator or freezer it's in is more valuable, right? Twitter's great. The iPhone's more valuable. Giannis, to me, last night, that was the picture of valuable. Both ends of the floor. Nick Wright is now joining us live. He's got a new podcast, What's Right with Nick Wright. So, I don't know, you release, before you get to your MVP ladder, which you have, which I saw this morning in the lobby as I walked by, was last night a validation of, let's stop falling in love with flashy point guards. That's what an MVP looks like.
Well, you don't have to tear down poor Ja Morant to build up Giannis. Listen, Giannis is the MVP. I think it is incredibly close. And I think that with 6-7 games left, it could change. But if it is this close, I am good with going with the guy who also happens to be the defending finals MVP and the best player alive, and he does it on both ends.
Yeah.
And this is, to me, last night was a validation. Colin, I know you and everyone seem to feel like that the 2020 season was 35 years ago. We all talk about the Lakers championship like it happened in the dead ball era as opposed to the second most recent title that's been awarded. But if you remember the Western Conference playoffs that year, it was gentleman sweep, gentleman sweep, gentleman sweep for the Lakers. I think that's what the Bucks are about to do to the East.
Yeah.
I do not think there's a team in the East that can take them 6, let alone 7. I think they are clearly the best team and clearly have the best player.
Okay, so go to your MVP ladder. How do you see it?
Yeah. So listen, Ja Morant was on it, but he did drop off it. Tatum and Booker deserve consideration for the final spot because of team success and how good they've been. Then there's a big gap. There are 4 actual candidates. Jokic is not the caliber of player that I think should be a back-to-back MVP. We've done it 12 times. 11 of them are all-timers, and the other one's Steve Nash. We've talked about this before. If they all got together in a room, it's Kareem and Michael and Magic and LeBron and Bird and Steph hanging out on one side and Nash over in the corner. If you add Jokic, he's in the corner with Nash. Everybody knows it. And his team's the sixth seed, so let's eliminate him with respect to him.
That's fair.
Embiid has a strong case.
Yes.
Especially dealing with the Ben Simmons stuff. He's a two-way player.
Yep.
Luka, nobody's talking about Luka other than me. I don't think he's going to win it.
No.
But he's 28, Colin. This will shock you. The Mavs are one game out of having the third best record in the entire league.
Yeah.
The only teams we know that'll finish with a better record than them are Memphis and Phoenix. It's Luka and a bunch of guys. He's 28-9-9. However, he doesn't have the two-way impact. And so, to me, Giannis, he's 30-12-6. Again, we're numb to the numbers. 30-12-6 for, I think, going to be the number one seed in the East. And last night, he saves the game on defense. And one other thing for the historical precedent, because I mentioned the back-to-back MVPs that I don't think Jokic belongs in that group. The historical precedent of our true greatest of the greats is they won their MVPs in bunches. Kareem won 5 in 10 years and won 3 out of 4 years at least once. Larry won 3 in a row. Michael won 3 out of 4. Magic won 3 out of 4. LeBron won 4 out of 6. Wilt and Russell both won 3 in a row. Moses won 3 out of 5. It makes sense for Giannis to win 3 out of 4. I understand the idea of, well, LeBron didn't win it every year. Michael didn't win it every year. We can't give it to Giannis every year. That's fine. But we literally didn't give it to Giannis last year. So usually when the best player in the league is not the defending MVP and has an MVP caliber season, he gets it the next year. Right now, this moment, I think it's Giannis.
Listen, there are these granular moments in life when people show you who they are. And if you know, they always say thin slicing, go with your gut. When Anthony Davis, off the championship year, knowing LeBron was going to kind of pass the baton to him, dude, you play 38 minutes, I'm going to slide back to 30, he came in out of shape. He told everybody who he was. And I had said at that time, I'm out. You got a title. He's a declining player physically. I'm out. So I saw Brian Windhorst. I don't know if you know him. Great guy. He said they're going to discuss moving him. And I thought, as I've been watching Winning Time, which is fantastic, and I thought to myself, let's not talk Westbrook. He's kind of what you thought he would be. You got a title out of him. I think it's imperative for an old LeBron. I can make an argument Kawhi and AD are the opposite of what LeBron needs now. He needs somebody that can be there and be available. Trade AD, your thoughts.
Well, so listen, I understand the point, but I need somebody, and you're right, Wendy is a great guy and does great work. So I'm not doubting his reporting. But I need somebody to complete the sentence for me. Trade AD for whom? For what? Because if LeBron is still there, you are focused, you should be, on the here and the now. LeBron is 38-6 this year when he is almost 38 years old. It's impossible, but it's happening. If you're going to trade Anthony Davis for Shai Gilgeous-Alexander and a bunch of picks, how does that make you better? Because again, I understand that everyone likes to act like the Lakers championship happened in the 90s, but it happened 18 months ago. And 18 months ago, in those playoffs, Anthony Davis de-pantsed Nikola Jokic, averaged 28-10 in the playoff run, and was 32 points and 34 points in his first two career finals games. If you are going to trade him, you need to trade him for a guy who we think, or guys, can produce up to that level in the postseason. So yeah, if there is a Anthony Davis trade available that brings you in Damian Lillard, okay, yeah, I'll talk about that. That brings you in another star player or two outstanding proven role players, I guess I would listen to it. But I think what you're going to get is young players and picks, and that doesn't coincide with LeBron going into year 20.
All right, so I've not been a buyer of the Brooklyn Nets. The whole thing didn't make sense. I wouldn't have left Golden State to go to Brooklyn. I'm not teaming with Kyrie. Then two ball-centric guys, Kyrie, and Harden and then a player that I don't even think loves basketball and Ben Simmons, none of it makes sense. But I don't buy Chicago, I don't buy Miami, and I don't buy Boston. I have got the best small closer and arguably the best big closer. You can't tell me Brooklyn's not a live championship contender.
No,
are they not?
No, Colin. Listen, so last night in a game the Nets have to have where KD plays great, it's 108-108 with 5 minutes left in the fourth against the Pistons. And that's because this – so what we are asking, to forget win the title, just make the finals. We are asking a team that is, objectively speaking, I know everyone likes him as a guy, but a very poorly coached team that has no depth whatsoever. They're playing – in the last few games – Andre Drummond, Goran Dragic, and Patty Mills are playing 75 combined minutes. Means you have no depth. You, in addition to that, have the worst defense of any playoff team.
Yes.
By a significant
margin. Yeah, no, I saw them the other night.
Awful defense.
Yeah, no, they're terrible defensively.
And, by the way, they're going to have to do it from the 8 seed. Why does anyone believe this can happen? Everyone's like, you're making too much of one game, the Pistons game. Okay, am I making too much of the 75 games they played before it? They're the 8 seed. They're the 8 seed for a reason. Kevin Durant is one of the greatest players ever. And by the way, again, I'm sorry to do this for a third time, but people do this weird thing with NBA seasons where the Lakers championship was 11 years ago, but Kyrie's last great playoff moment, which actually did happen 5 years ago, we act like was recent. Last time we've seen Kyrie have a great playoff moment was 2017. We're like, oh, Kyrie Irving in the playoffs is terrifying. Is he? I mean, not since Obama was president, but sure, maybe. Like, let's just, guys, it's Kevin Durant. And I mean, Durant, by the way, since he came back from the injury, Nash is playing him 40 minutes every night because every once in a while I think Nash forgets, oh, that's my job. I'm the one that tells guys go in, go out. Like, it's no. They have no chance.
Okay,
they
I'll throw
none.
This out. Throw this out.
And so
Brooklyn, yeah. Uh-huh. Everybody's fallen in love with Boston. I'm not. I've seen it before. They are classic, built to win in the regular season. Don't have a second closer I trust. Yeah. So Brooklyn faces Boston tomorrow. Who do you take?
Oh, I think that's a coin flip series.
Okay.
But here's my point. My point is this. If it were March Madness and it were one and done, Brooklyn could win the title. But the idea that a team that has struggled all year to put together four straight good games is going to put together four straight good weeks, which is just enough to get to Milwaukee where they're going to kick your teeth in anyway. Like, they are not, at some point you have to believe who people say they are. And the Nets have told us all year, we're a terrible defense.
Fair.
We're an unserious team. So I understand people have visions of Kevin Durant dancing in their heads, and I get it. He's one of the greatest players we've ever seen. The rest of the team is broken. And it should be noted, since Kyrie is no longer allowed to just play once a week, he ain't dropping 55 anymore, is he? It's like, oh man, I got to do this again? Yeah, buddy. It's called the schedule. Everyone else has been playing it. Try to catch up. So the 60-point Kyrie stuff ain't coming.
All right. He's got a new podcast, What's Right with Nick Wright. You'll get more of this. This sort of intensity and passion, which I absolutely love. He makes me laugh. He's my buddy. It's great seeing you, my man.
You too. Talk to you guys later.
Want more Herd? The Herd streams 24 hours a day, 7 days a week within the iHeartRadio app. Search Herd to listen live or on demand whenever you'd like.
It's an interesting situation. The Ravens would like to sign Lamar Jackson, but Lamar's mom is his agent, and he hasn't called back. And there's this, everybody's like, wait, time out. Now, obviously, he may be waiting, push, betting on himself to get more money. Lamar Jackson is, there is no comp for him in the NFL. Like, Kyler Murray kind of plays like Russell Wilson. There's a lot of comps. And I mean, Josh Allen reminds me of Big Ben in his first 3 years. There's a lot of comps. There is no comp for Lamar Jackson. He's got two qualities I love. He wins a lot of games, and he so deeply cares about winning. I'm not going to mention names, but a lot of guys run it for the money and the fame. He deeply cares about winning. His style is interesting. I've talked to scouts about this. They don't think he'll necessarily age well. And I think Baltimore's like, listen, we'd rather pay him big now. What we don't want to do is get into a Matt Ryan situation where we feel a little trapped at the end. Because, I mean, he'll stretch for the extra yards. He'll take shots. He's not Russell Wilson avoiding stuff. He'll take shots. He tends to be better with a lead than coming from behind. You know, he can pass the ball better than his critics say, but it's not Justin Herbert or Mahomes looking. So there's nothing quite like him in the league. I would sign him because he wins a lot. He deeply cares. And by the way, I mean, you can see a lot of stars in sports. A lot of them care. They just care about the wrong stuff. He cares about the right stuff. I think Dak, deep down, I understood why Dak took the money. He played for free for like 3 to 4 years for the biggest brand in America, and he got him to the playoffs twice. Like, I got Dak saying, come on now. You paid Zeke. You paid the left tackle. You're paying Amari. This is the Cowboys. It's the biggest brand. Like, I get certain guys. I think Burrow will take a pay cut. Josh Allen, not a pay cut. Burrow will do a team-friendly deal. Stafford did. Mahomes did. Josh Allen did. I think Lamar has that kind of DNA. Like, he wants to win games. He's not looking for the last dollar. That's just not who he is. But it is interesting. There are athletes. Like, when LeBron was in his prime, I would have signed him to a 12-year deal. That body and the way he took care of it, Brady was practicing getting sacked 7 years ago. But there are athletes out there. When Cam Newton jumped into the league, it was very obvious he was going to run really hot, and it wasn't going to last really long. He just took too many shots. That was a meteor. Lamar, who I've always liked way more than Cam, because I think he cares about the right stuff Cam always didn't, he's going to age better than Cam. First of all, he's harder to hit because there's nothing else like him. He's so elusive. But I do think what Baltimore would like to do, I think they'd like to sign him now and start the contract now, because I do think they have concerns about, hey, now he's going into his fifth year. He's hurt. And so, but I will say this. There's all this, you know, polarization and consternation with Lamar Jackson. Folks, a couple rules. You know, like, in any business, do people care about the right things? He so cares about winning football games. Tony Gonzalez, who used to work here, sat on this couch, and I asked him one time, how many players love football? And he said, 3%. That seems low. Lamar's one of the three. He literally, they've had to go to him and say, stop working out on jet skis in the offseason. He is so competitive and so into it. If you get him near a beach or a jet ski, he's like, let's go. I love that part of him. He is hyper competitive, wants to win, cares about football. So I'd pay him. But I do think they look at it and think, we'd rather pay him now and get this going. Because Atlanta got a little trapped with the erosion of Matt Ryan. They're going to pay $45 million for Matt. He's on another team. And you see in baseball and basketball a lot, teams get trapped with contracts. You don't see it in the NFL. You really don't. Like, Matt Ryan's a rarity. They would have loved to have moved off that thing about 2 years ago. Now, Matt's going to be fine in Indianapolis, but he's not the kind of quarterback with a bad O-line, limited skill people that can carry you. He's just not at this point in his career.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
Aaron Rodgers' legacy, is it set yet? And I think we both said, no, it's not. If he plays 5 more years, no Super Bowls, we're like, dude, you took the money. You didn't connect with people. Matt Stafford, I don't think, has a legacy that is full yet. So if I'll give you an athlete, and you tell me, is the legacy set?
Okay.
Anthony Davis, Lakers.
No.
See, I think it's set.
You think his story is done?
Yeah, I think
with the Lakers or just
no. I think his story is complete. Most talented basketball player Kentucky's ever had. Injury
riddle
issues
yes.
Limit his NBA success. One title, and I think, yeah, not totally committed. The most talented Kentucky player ever. An NBA disappointment. Didn't have the leadership or the commitment or the body to be as dominant as he was in college.
See, I think he could play for long enough after this Lakers stint.
And do you think, let's say he plays for 5 more years with another team. Do you think anything I just said will not be, will he be more committed?
I think he will continue to be injured because that's what he is. But could he win another title and that change things? I think so.
So would it change things?
I think one is different than, I think two is different than one.
Right.
Multiple titles put you in a different category, I think.
All right. So Anthony
Davis. Especially if he wins one away from LeBron James.
Okay. Giannis.
I think is set. Yes.
So do I. He's going to be the greatest player in the league for probably a decade.
Yes.
And he's already probably been it for one or two or three. Kevin Durant.
I think it's set. Yes.
So I think it's set too. Kind of a wanderer. Great offensive talent. Kind of brittle. Second best player for a long time to LeBron. I don't think that can change. And I also think his environment now with Brooklyn and Kyrie, it's not going to change.
Yeah, I mean, if he didn't win another title, it's not going to change my opinion of him. He's a multiple-time champion.
You could argue greatest offensive player for a decade.
Yes.
But not more of a wanderer personality-wise. All right, let me think of one more NFL player. OBJ.
Yeah, I think it's set.
Yeah.
Especially now that he has a Super Bowl and he contributed to that Super Bowl.
Yeah. Injured. Really talented.
Massive star. First NBA player in the NFL. Level star.
All right. Patrick Mahomes.
No. I think he has more
yes.
ahead of him.
I think he has a long runway.
Yeah.
If I get two more Super Bowls, like right now he's not a top 10 quarterback ever. I know Nick Wright would tell you was there after his rookie year when he played a singular game, but I think if you give him two more Super Bowls in 10 years, he would move into my top 10 quarterbacks of all time.
Yeah, I agree. He has more to win.
So top 10 quarterbacks all time. So let's just get Peyton Manning, Elway, Marino, Brady, Montana. That's your five.
Yes.
Then we can argue about the rest. He would absolutely, you know, Favre and Rodgers are around there. You know, Bradshaw is five of them. I think he would, but Breeze is around there somewhere. We've only got, when you talk about greatest quarterbacks ever, there's only five we all agree on. There's Brady, Montana, Peyton Manning, Elway. And if you didn't see Dan Marino play, I don't care that he doesn't have a Super Bowl. He's one of the five best quarterbacks of all time, period. That's like Charles Barkley. If you didn't see Charles play in his prime, I don't care. He was literally could score down low, in transition. He's a better perimeter shooter than Michael Jordan. He had more range. Like, I don't. Titles are not everything. So Marino is one of the five best quarterbacks I've ever seen.
They are, but they are something. And I think when you're talking about the greatest, like specifically what this conversation started with Aaron Rodgers, the amount of time that he's played with one organization, with the talent that he's played with, and then this past year with the drama. And then leading up to Devontae Adams leaving and this contract on top of the way that the season ended, being the number one seed in the NFC after all of that. I just feel like he's got to win another Super Bowl to really cement that. Not that he's not an all-time talent.
You're talking Aaron.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think he's going to be remembered.
And I also think.
And fairly so as a great regular season quarterback.
Well, the other thing is he's had the vaccination thing was dramatic. The contract's dramatic. Will Smith has had a great career. But that was such a dramatic moment at the Oscars. It's going to overshadow everything he's ever done, which is really the sad part of it.
Right.
He's had a remarkable career. The slap is how he'll be defined. And he put out a lot of highly prolific public moments, and they're going to start nibbling away at, I mean, when you sign a $50 million contract and Devontae Adams doesn't stay, and it's like, that's, I'm not going to forget that. I'm not going to forget that vax stuff. I'm not going to forget the off season of drama. Like those are big, memorable, they're sticky. And I think it's a really good question. He and Stafford to me, we could have a completely different view of those two quarterbacks in 5 years. Russell Wilson, I think a lot of it's formed. My guess is, if you just look at the components and the GM now, we're going to think more. There's still a little bit of doubt with Russell. There's doubters. I don't think there will be in 3 years.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Managing your diabetes just got easier. The powerful new Dexcom G7 lets you see your glucose numbers on your compatible watch and phone without fingersticks. And because Dexcom G7 is the most accurate CGM system, you can be confident in your food, exercise, and medication decisions. And all those decisions can lead to big results, like more time in range and lower A1C. Get started at Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Dekovis is your stop before attending your next concert. All Dekovis boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Dekovis has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Dekovis store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. I love it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit Tecovas.com. Stores are great, but it's TECOVAS.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.